Wait. You're starting to freak me out. Thank you. All I can say is it must have been a really shitty winter. This is more than I can handle. But it is always good to be back in Minneapolis, you know. But I've got to say that, to be honest, you're more excited to see me than I've ever been to see myself. This is a fun evening for you. I have to live with this shit every moment, and it's fucking exhausting. Every morning I get up and stumble into the bathroom and brush my teeth, and eventually I have the courage to open my eyes and look in the mirror and I go, fuck! You again? Before we continue, I just want to take a moment to warn those of you in the crowd this evening that have really never seen my comedy. Because this could be a long night for you. I know that you're out there. You sneak in. You've had friends of yours who said, hey, come along. This will really be a lot of fun. You just may need to find new friends. And I'm sure there's a website where you can do that. Then, of course, there's those of you who've seen me on YouTube and on any Comedy Central, any of the things that are out there that you can catch me on, and you think from those bits and pieces you know my comedy, and you don't. Finally, of course, there are those of you who read the paper or saw somewhere that a comedian was coming to the State Theater, and wouldn't that be a fun night out? You're fucked. God, the discourse in this country is completely disintegrated in the past few years, and has really reached the point where when I listen to both sides, what I actually hear are dogs barking. I'm serious. I wish they just brought out dogs to bark at each other and a different breed every week. You know, it would be great. But as a result of that discourse going to hell, I have discovered that members of the audience during my set will actually get up and storm out of the room. And that pisses me off. Because in my heart, I am an entertainer, and that kind of shit will not go down with me. But then I began to understand that people, when they come to see me, they're coming to see a comic. And so they expect the comic to be funny. And who can blame them for that? But I really am a different kind of a comic. A lot of the shit that comes out of my mouth isn't fucking funny. And yet, people laugh their tits off at it. So if you're sitting there and I say something that upsets you, disturbs you, irritates you, angers you, don't you dare. I mean, don't you dare get out of your seat and storm out of the room like some sissy fucking pansy. You sit there because I have just wasted some of my time with you explaining to you that I agree with you.